Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brandon Brooks. Here's what's happening. A couple of SEPTA stations will have transit police on hand today to promote safety. Over the last 4 years, 33 people have been killed either driving or walking across the SEPTA regional rail tracks. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports officers will be handing out cards with safety tips and handing out warnings or citations when warranted.
SEPTA Transit Police Lieutenant Jim Zogi has seen the tragic results.
It happens more often than it should. I've been on dozens of incidents where when the arm is down and somebody is trying to get to the train and not necessarily paying attention, trying to run across one train track and not knowing the other train track is also live.
SEPTA police will be focused on two especially troublesome stations, Ambler and Fern Rock, where streets dead-end onto the tracks. It's all part of a national effort called Operation Clear Track, which is being coordinated by Amtrak police. Well, a South Philadelphia Automotive Museum and its owner are being recognized. Dr. Fred Simeone told KYW Sharon Day Howard, winning these awards is like winning the Nobel Prize in the historic motoring world.
Dr. Simeone recently won the Key Award for being the number one car collector in the world. And the Classic Car Trust voted the Simeone Museum the number one car collection.
It was based on the contribution of that car to history and then the quality of the car, the originality.
The museum is not only making history for Philadelphia, it's part of history. And some of those stories are coming to the big screen soon.
A movie starring Matt Damon and Christian Bale called Ford vs. Ferrari will have some 1955 and 1966 cars that Simeone owns. Well, about two kids in every classroom have food allergies, according to FAIR, Food Allergy Research Education. And FAIR CEO Lisa Gable says a third of those kids experience bullying. KYW Suzanne Monahan spoke with her.
More than half of the children surveyed said that they've been bullied by being touched by an allergen or having it thrown at them or waved at them or intentionally placed in their food.
And that can be deadly.
It's something that can accelerate very, very quickly. It requires immediate attention, and it's not funny.
FAIR is working with students in schools to help educate kids and raise awareness about the danger.
There are no proven cures or therapies for food allergies, so this type of bully is especially dangerous, maybe even deadly. Emergency crews evacuated 82 residents and five staff members from a Pennsylvania assisted living center that caught fire in the middle of the night and spread smoke throughout the building. That fire broke out around 3 in the morning Sunday at Heather Glenn Senior Living Facility in Upper Macungie Township outside Allentown. Firefighters had to use ladders to rescue at least half a dozen residents. Two firefighters were hurt. The cause of the blaze remains under investigation. The senior center's residents will have to live somewhere else while the building's being repaired. Well, this week, the Philly Pops will bring some of Hollywood's most recognizable movie songs to life. Indiana Jones, The Avengers, Pirates of the Caribbean, and Black Panther are just a few. Some movie clips will play behind the band as they play. There are three shows scheduled for September 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Kimmel Center. That's the All Local. I'm Brandon Brooks. Listen live anytime on the Radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.